Actually, so I'm a creative media student. So the most memorable English learning experience is from my lectures. For example, I have some lectures that we watch some English movies. So actually, I think that some of the Hong Kong people think that they can understand the English movie, but actually it's because they have the support from the Chinese subtitle. Oh, actually, because there's one time that I watched an English movie and I try not to watch the subtitle, then I cannot understand the English movie. So I found that watching English movie will be a good way to practice English. So from that experience, so every time I will try to not look at the subtitles and to understand the movie, try my best. So I think this is the most memorable English learning experience for me.
Okay, so do you have like favorite movies?
Favorite movies. So actually recently I was watching some very old sci-fi movies. For example, recently I was watching a movie called Triangle, and it's kind of about what is the movie about?
So is it for class or is it?
It's for hobby. Yeah, you can try it, especially.
What movies did you watch in class?
For example, what kind of movie do you watch in class? Actually, because when I was E1, there's some kind of quite art related subjects, so they will play some really artistic movies but I cannot remember the name.
Okay,
so
that's okay.
It's kind of related to arts and things like that.
Okay, so what is your most memorable English reading experience?
I don't read English much, but I found that actually in my secondary school, all my classmates don't like to read English. So, but you know, we have some kind of like readers. So it's some books which provided by the school. It said that we must read, and my classmates don't like to read it. But there's one book which I don't know why I read it, but I find it's quite interesting, and it's called Hatchet. And do you have heard of this story?
What is that name again?
Hatchet. Kind of the small axe.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've heard of that before. But you can.
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's about a teenager, and he's flying to some place to visit his relative or something like that. But in between, he has kind of had an air accident, and he landed on an island or wilderness and kind of something like that. So he's only 10 or 12 boy, and he needs to survive by himself. So I never thought of secondary school readers can have such kind of stories. So I found it's quite interesting.